Morning. Hi. How's it going? Another beautiful day in Minnesota. Howdy. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Timberwood. And in season, skol, brother. So, good morning. I'm Bob, and that's about the length of most of my conversations with the Timberwood family on a Sunday morning. In that regard, I really miss the opportunity to get to know more about you and more of you over a cup of coffee before and between services. But it is a privilege to be in the best spot for handshakes, high fives, low fives, knucks, some man-sized bear hugs, down to the most innocent, sweetest little hugs in the world. I'm also first to greet new faces, admire new shoes, examine toy trucks, hear about a missing tooth, and to share in the excitement of birthday number 5. Occasionally, someone will ask me how long I've been greeting at Timberwood. We first attended services in the Nisswa Community Center in the summer of 2004. Now, I'm not going to claim that the Holy Spirit called me to start greeting, as it actually was Don Kramer who suggested, as only Don could suggest, to go outside by the front door and greet people. And no one has ever told me to come back in. When Lois, my wife, and I retired and moved to Pequot Lakes in 2009, we wanted to get involved in our church community, so we conscientiously sought ways to get connected. About the third or fourth Sunday we were here, again, not knowing if it was the Holy Spirit doing the directing, but Larry Morford invited us to join their small group. It has been a truly remarkable time of Bible study, some pretty intense prayer time, really great meals, spiritual growth with one another, and sharing all of life's experiences, the joys of celebrating a marriage, friends, grandbabies, medical miracles, anniversaries, birthdays, time together on the water, but also grieving with the heartache of the death of parents, the death of siblings, and the death of a child. But we've been there for one another, just as Paul talked about in Colossians. Obviously, over 16 years, the group dynamics have changed as people come and go, but God has continued to provide a solid group of friends for us to grow with. Working with another has also been a great way to get to know other members of the church family. Being part of the Monday and Friday clean team certainly creates a unique bond with fellow believers. The fellowship time around coffee brings us another opportunity of true belonging with one another. I am pretty sure that it was the Holy Spirit that called me to clean toilets twice a week just to keep me humble. For many years, I've had the privilege to be a part of men's Bible studies and was fortunate while we were up here, at the cabin during the summer months to join a study at Sportland's Corner Cafe. That study evolved into the study here at Timberwood, and God blessed me so richly to be able to sit under the tutelage of Dwight Johnson for several years. It's truly a joy to be surrounded by a bunch of guys desiring to learn and to grow to be the men that God has called them to be. I love those guys. Both my wife and I have enjoyed meeting new people and getting to know them better on Wednesday night discussion groups. It's inspiring to see young Christians grow in their walk and to dig deeper into the passage that we're discussing. A great opportunity to make new friendships. Plus, there's always something new for me to learn, regardless how old I am or how long I've been a believer. As with many Christians, I suppose, my favorite Old Testament verse is Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before your God. Making that verse real and making it applicable is my everyday goal. With God's unending patience with me, over the last few years, I have learned a few things, such as, number one, slow down when I'm reading the Bible. It's not a marathon. I need to spend quality time over smaller chunks of scripture, and that's been really beneficial for me. Number two, before I start reading or studying any passage of scripture, I need to pray that the Holy Spirit will take away all the distractions that draw my mind away from my focus. Number three is kind of a biggie. I've struggled a bit with getting old. I'm no longer getting there I've arrived. It's been hard to accept there are things that I can't do anymore. And that's probably a pride thing, and of course God's working on that with me also. But it's frustrating or difficult to ask others for help to do things that I was able to do on my own. I know. Just graciously be thankful and accept their help. God reminds me often, even though through the soft voice of my wife, that most of the tasks that I can't do anymore probably weren't all that important in the first place. Number four, in the last couple of years, God's promises have become more personal for me. As an example, God's promise to protect us was very real last summer when I totaled my truck with a deer encounter. We weren't hurt and immediately thanked God for his protective hand. He promises to answer our prayers, which is done time and time again. Each answered prayer draws me closer to him, to trust him more, and to allow his peace and comfort to comfort me. The Holy Spirit has also directed me on prioritizing the truly important things at this stage of my life. And for that, I'm thankful, humbled, and in awe. Number five, God's love is amazing. Let that soak in. Well, that's my story. I'm sticking with it. Thank you. God's blessings.